The study, which appeared in the journal Crime and Delinquency, was conducted by criminologists at the University of South Carolina and the University at Albany. It is an analysis of national survey data from 1997 to 2008 of 7,000 teenagers and young adults ages 18 to 23 and their arrest histories, which run the gamut from truancy and underage drinking to more serious and violent offenses. The study excludes arrests for minor traffic violations. Authors found that by age 18, 30% of black men, 26% of Hispanic men, and 22% of white men have been arrested. By 23, those numbers climbed to 49% for black men, 44% for Hispanic men, and 38% for white men. Sean Bushway, a criminal justice professor at the University at Albany, collaborated with University of South Carolina criminology professor Robert Brame on the study. Bushway says that while the numbers may raise eyebrows, the survey results are not at all surprising to criminologists.
We looked at a group of folks that were born between 1980 and 1984, and they were followed starting in 1997. Every year, they're asked whether they've been arrested. This is a study done by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, by the Department of Labor. What we did was we simply tried to count the number of people that have at least one arrest for a non-traffic offense by the time they were 23. We ask questions like, have you ever been arrested on employment applications? We ask about convictions, for example, in employment or housing. But we don't really know how many people this affects, and especially when you think about it by race and sex, which is what we were able to do here. There's one previous estimate that looks at it for men and women separately, and it was done in 1967. And the number then was 34% by age 23. So we found that 40% of all men were arrested at least once by age 23. That's what I mean by not being surprised. I mean, it's not that different from before. And it just speaks to the fact that this is a pretty common event. People get arrested fairly often.
Well, what does this study tell us about ourselves in 2014?
It does say that there's been an increase in the last 30 to 40 years in the prevalence of arrests, maybe because we have more zero-tolerance policies, particularly for young people in schools, for example. We also are more likely to arrest people for drugs. So there's probably a change in policy that's related to offending and arrest. But also, I think it tells us that arrest is an experience that a lot of people are going to have in the United States, particularly men.
The study authors say the next step is to develop an understanding of the economic, social, and law enforcement factors that can influence arrests and what role gender and race play. The report preceded Governor Andrew Cuomo's announcement that 23 programs across New York State will share more than $5 million in grant funding to support alternatives to incarceration, alternatives to jail detention, and programs for individuals incarcerated in local jails, all of which are designed to reduce crime and avoid further victimization. Already, a statewide conversation has been taking place for months over New York City's stop-and-frisk policy, which critics say targets minorities, but supporters call common-sense policing. More than $250,000 in grant funding was earmarked for TASC of the Capital District. TASC's Executive Director Joanne Schlang says the money will be used to evaluate, refer, and provide case management services.
To augment the services that we provide to people in the Capital District who are charged with new offenses, with parole violations, and others who are returning from state prison. It funds evaluations, it funds placements, curriculums in parenting and employment programs, and transitional housing in our two residences on Columbia Street.
Schlang says the fund will be spent over the course of a year.
They have awarded the contracts in such a way so that the first one is a year and a half, and then there will be two succeeding contracts after that for a total of 3.5 years.
There's a link to the crime study at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.